Questions 1 through 3 refer to the following recorded message.
Hi, Michael. This is Samantha. I hope you enjoyed your trip to the Yucatan Peninsula. There have been quite a few changes to your teaching schedule for the coming week while you were away, but here are the most urgent ones. First of all, your Tuesday morning seminar at the community center has been canceled. The same goes for your evening tutorial at 7 p.m., which means only the 3 p.m. business conversation program at our Detroit branch is left. Can I see you half an hour before the class starts so we can discuss the remainder of the schedule for the week?
Number 1. Who most likely is the listener? Number 2. What does the speaker say about the work on Tuesday evening? Number 3. What does the speaker ask the listener to do? Questions 4 through 6 refer to the following recorded message.
Good afternoon. This is a message for Ms. Tate. It's Sandra calling from Dr. Mohammed's clinic. We would like to reschedule your appointment for October 10th to October 13th. We apologize for this inconvenience, but Dr. Mohammed will be out of town at a convention until then. If you have any questions or you are unable to come on October 13th, then please call us back. Our regular office hours are Tuesday to Friday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Saturday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Thank you.
Number 4. Who most likely is the speaker? Number 5. What is the purpose of the message? Number 6. What regular working day is the office closed? Questions 7 through 9 refer to the following telephone message.
This is Oliver Byrne of M&T Store calling about the problem with the electric coffee maker. However recent your purchase may be, I'm afraid the warranty does not apply in this case, since the manual clearly specifies not to use any hot or boiling water in the reservoir. It takes only cold or lukewarm water up to 28 degrees, which it heats in tiny pipes before letting steam out over the ground coffee beans. We cannot give you a refund, but I'm sure our after-sales service personnel can fix it. I will contact you as soon as I can give you a reliable cost estimate.
Number 7. Who most likely is the speaker? Number 8. What is the listener's problem? Number 9. Which feature of the product is pointed out in the telephone message?